Before we go today, let's make a stop on the shores of Issyk-Kul Lake. To orient yourself, that's in Kyrgyzstan in Central Asia. And it just so happens to be where some of the world's best falcon hunters, archers, and bareback horse racers are competing currently. The World Nomad Games are underway there. Actor Steven Seagal, noted nomad, showed up in local garb, astride a horse, in the opening ceremonies. But we're not here to talk about him. Amos Chappell is a photographer for Radio Free Europe. Amos, I just am curious to know what you feel is like your most spectacular picture you've gotten so far from the games.
Probably the best picture, or the picture that I was luckiest to get, was during the opening ceremony. And it was held during the nighttime, and the lighting wasn't great. Everyone was struggling a little bit. But there was a moment when some Turkmen horse riders came into the stadium, and there's this ripple of respect, you know, that runs through the crowd, because everyone knows the Turkmen are the best horse riders in Central Asia. And the picture that I got was of this sort of posse of horse riders. There were two horses galloping side by side, a man sitting on each horse, a man standing on each horse, and at the very top, standing on the shoulders of the two men, was a small boy of about 12 with his arms out, like Titanic style, grinning and smiling. And as the horses were galloping across the stadium, and that brought the house down, and I was lucky enough to get one frame of that, which was perfectly sharp. And it's I think it's a strong image, probably the strongest I have.
I saw a photograph you took of what seems to be two wrestlers, but they're pushing against each other with their feet.
Right, yeah, that's called mass wrestling. And it's, two guys sitting down heel to heel and trying to pull themselves over a small wall, and they're both holding on to a wooden stick. And it looks like it's just a sort of brute force. Well, it sounds perhaps like it's just a brute force thing, but watching it, it's actually fascinating to watch, because there are tactics, and it seems to be a bit of a mind game for some of these people as well. Some of them scream and yell and grunt, and others sort of shimmy sideways back and forth along the wall. The aim is either pull the stick out of your opponent's hand, or pull him or her over the wall.
Then there is horseback archery. I suppose it is what it sounds like, but tell us more about horseback archery.
So it was a great event photographically, because you're trying to get the moment when the horse is off the ground and the arrow is just coming out of the bow, you know, which I didn't quite manage, but almost. And speaking to one of the guys after the event, he told me how difficult it is mentally. He said, you're galloping, you know, you're going at full speed on the horse, and you're also trying to shoot with your bow. So if you think too hard about shooting your arrow, you can fall off your horse. Huh. But if you think too much about riding your horse, you'll miss the target, you know. So it's this kind of tug of war mentally as to what you need to concentrate on more. But he said it's very, very dangerous.
So I've got to ask you about the Central Asian tradition of falcon hunting.
It was amazing to see these birds up close. They look so alien and merciless, these creatures. I was at one stage sitting down next to a big eagle with its hood on, you know, so it can't see. And it was distressed about something. It was sort of calling and jumping about. And his owner, a 16-year-old kid, came and sat down, picked up the bird, and actually held his cheek against the cheek of the bird.
Wow.
And it instantly calmed it down. Like, there's a real connection between this vicious-looking bird of prey and these, you know, young boys and young men.
I'm wondering if you came away, Amos, with kind of a strong impression of what nomadic culture actually is in 2016.
I was struck by young, you know, trendy, good-looking young people who see this culture as something which is genuinely cool. You know, there's a real respect here amongst all generations for horsemanship and for the traditional craft that they have here. It's not only that this isn't a dying culture, it feels like a growing culture.
Amos Chappell is a photographer with Radio Free Europe. Amos, that's great stuff.
Thank you. Thank you.
We've got Amos's photos of those Turkmen horse riders galloping into the World Nomad Games. They're at PRI.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH here in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. See you back here tomorrow.